Hello, everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamont,
where you always prove the truth and double up the truth.
Yes, this Monday movie magic. Yes, we're going to give it to you today. We've been keeping this from you, not deliberately, but because of circumstances made us do that. So, we're going to do a little Monday movie magic for you. We're also glad to have you with us. We always give a double dose of justice and truth. So when you come here, you're going to hear the truth. And you're going to be able to take the truth with you from here. Against the lies that you're going to hear when you leave here. Because they've been stacking up all over the place. A little preliminary saying that Netanyahu who in Israel is asking that he resign. Said people are rioting in the street and protesting, wanting him to resign. People are now calling for the United States to stop giving money for bombs and so forth if they do not listen to the United States and deliberately go against humanitarian acts of war, meaning bombing hospitals and killing children and people with white flags with their hands in the air, people trying to get some food or get some water in a line so they shoot them. That has got to stop. I've already called for the United Nations to go in and take him out. For peacekeeping troops, see, that's what we need. It's just like old sci-fi. You're talking about Monday movie magic. The old sci-fi movies are talking about the day the Earth stood still, and the others where they say, "Well, we've been watching you, and you've been tearing up your planet and raising sand in your constellation and your galaxy, and we can't allow you to do it in ours. We're not going to let you destroy ours along with yours." So out come Big Blue Gort to kick some behind. Ishish. We need that. The United Nations needs that type of a peacekeeping force that would have went right into Haiti and would have put down that uprising if it was necessary. Would have went into the Ukraine and put down that the uprising by a tyrant is necessary, and he can do what he wants to do. He wants to say, we got nukes too. A lot of countries got nukes. So if you want to play dumb, go ahead and play dumb all you want. Sheesh. But we don't have that type of diplomats or politicians worldwide that got those kind of balls like me, because I surely would be for a international peacekeeping group, but don't just go in to police, but go in as a military operation itself, and to end the fighting once and for all, and make the two sides or three sides or whatever go to the table and decide whether they want peace or whether they want death, because that's what's going to happen in the end. It's up to them. And if Putin is that foolish, Kim or whatever is that foolish to want death for himself, for this nation, to show he's bad, I guess that's the way we go out, because you're not going to punk us. That's what they need to let him know. Your punk days are over with. Sheesh. They're talking about bridge in Baltimore and cutting up the bridge now and taking away the girders and so forth, as I said they should do, and make a corridor there for ships to go through and don't have to wait for weeks till all of that steel and concrete is removed. you still could have access, that something can get through. It's not going to be a total every day. Since then, there's been another ship that has hit a bridge in the country. As I said, a situation like that at ports with those major tankers and ships, not talking about little cruise, yachts or fishing boats that go under the bridge and go about their business or sails, but talk about major shipping boats and cruise lines. They should be escorted by tugboats, by the Coast Guard, especially in time such as this. The accident in Baltimore could have been averted. You might not have been able to avert that the power went out in the line, but those tugboats are strong and can push those big tankers more than you think they can. That's what happened in Panama. They got tugboats that were strong enough to handle that big sucker and got it on out of there quicker than they thought they could by just trying to back it up and go forward and back it up like somebody trying to rock the car out of a snow storm or out of a rut in the road. You really don't know what they're doing. Say, cut your wheel this way. Cut it this way. No, no, you're going the other way. We're going to not deal with so much of these things that's going on. I'm going to tell you, bleated Happy Easter and Good Friday. Hope you had a good one. I know Mother used to have a great time. Come Easter, dressing her kids up in their Easter finery, you know, dresses for the girls, suits and ties, and hats for the boys. We always had our hats. I wish still had my pictures of my siblings and of my parents that now is destroyed because of the nutcases. They probably got them at their house because they think they may be worth some money sometime. There's a big picture, a family picture, when I was a baby, taken on my father's wall. They went in there and took it off the wall before they burned the house down. So you know they didn't burn the picture up. They wanted the picture to show around, laugh about it, and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the ignorant fools that is allowed to run the shows. These are the kind that the white man gives the $1 million to. I ain't going to your house getting nothing. Nothing I want in there, especially not a bullet, a pan of hot scalding water. You may throw me on some grits because I come in your house. I'm not coming in there for nothing. I don't want no sex. I don't want no money. I don't want nothing that you bought. That I saw you bought, if you bought a big screen TV and went in there with it, I don't want it. I'm going to save up and get my own. Sheesh. These people don't worry about losing their life. I had to take yours over something that doesn't make any sense. And they stay in trouble and stay in jail. And those are the ones that will be rewarded by the white man. We're going to talk about the white man today in Monday Movie Magic. We got to. Because he still controls Hollywood. What do you think the Jew does or Jewish studios? Warner Brothers, United Artists or whatever. They still control Hollywood. What we're going to talk today about is the last installment. And I hope it is the last. They keep saying it's the last installment that aired last night of The Walking Dead. I'm not going to name this thing. It's still The Walking Dead to me. And it's got Aunt Jemima Michonne leaving her children to go to find a white man, her husband. First of all, I can tell you, I don't know that many, especially years ago, black women that would leave her children with anybody to go to find a man. She hope he know his way home, that God will bring him home. A love will bring him home if he out there on his own. She ain't gonna get up and go out to get nobody. She's not the kind that like these women now to get up and put on their shoes and go down to the tavern to see some man because he with another woman and her children at the house and the house burned down. Sheesh. That ain't mother or big mama. I'm telling you what I know. But the white man, not knowing our culture, and probably I don't have a black person on the writing staff. I have never seen one introduced in the 11 years that it was on the air, put up this phony love story where Michonne and Rick are not just adversaries or co-patriots. They knocking boots. Now, this reminds me of Z Nation that did the same thing. And I knew that both of them were going to go downhill once they went that route. Matter of fact, X-Files did the same thing. Went down that route of getting the stars to sleep with each other when they didn't seem compatible and people didn't see them that way. But Z Nation had the black woman, big burly black woman, nice, but I'm saying not a smallish woman, but she's kicking butt of zombies, and she's giving orders. The black men that come in her aura, she have no respect for usually. And what she did is just a small, short thing, a day or two. And then they get killed and turn into a zombie. And I knew it was just a matter of fact, time before they was going to put a white man with her. And I could tell the one that they were going to put with her. The one that was trying to give all the orders, the white guy. Now, the black woman's husband was supposed to be a fireman. And he just didn't come home one night. Well, she left the house for a mission, military mission. And she don't know whether her husband is alive or not. Eventually, she went back home and couldn't find the husband. But they tried to allude to the husband being a zombie in a fireman costume, and he walked on off over the hill and all that crap. One thing, you wonder if he had on that all that suit, what zombie could bite through all that rubber and plastic and metal and so forth. Even got a visor he could pull down. They couldn't spit in his eye. But that's what they showed on Z Nation. Then had a little pop pappy in there that's supposed to be funny. He was a comedic aspect of it. So after she saw her husband dead, she said, I tell you what, I feel sorry for you. So she goes up and take a bath. First bath that the show that she took for the show or shower, whatever you want to say, not even jump in the river or lake or whatever. And they immediately have sex and becomes a couple because she feels sorry for her. They did the same thing with the X-Files with Mulder and Scully. Once they put them together as lovers, they ruined the chemistry they had for the show. So they had to get rid of one or the other eventually. And it was Fox. Old Fox had to leave the chicken house, chicken coop. And they brought other actors in that made the show better than it was when Fox was on there. But they wanted to throw the sex in it where it didn't belong. Now, in The Walking Dead, they did the same thing. They said, what we're going to do is, they got Michonne going around with this sword. When we first see Michonne, what is she doing? I'm not going to go on with Rick, because we know a little bit about Rick right now. But Michonne is in her apartment, dressed very elegantly. Hair up, is not in no braids. And she's preparing dinner for her husband, black man, and his friend, a black man. And she got a child, a black child, 100%. That's when we met Michonne. Not Aunt Jemima Michonne, but we met pre-apocalypse Michonne. Before the white man got their hands on her. They even got to write it up that way themselves because they know what the situation probably is going to be. Unless they made her a stripper or something. So it comes to the apocalypse. Then it starts. We know what the writers had in mind. Matter of fact, let me say, first of all, I was the one that recommended that The Walking Dead be put on television. I thought it had potential or a show like it. I was the first one to say it publicly. And I said about other shows such as The Flash, Supergirl, I was the first to say they should be placed on the air. And they were. And they were messed up by people who didn't understand what they were doing. Now, in my hands, every one of those shows would have been an award-winning show. At the beginning, The Walking Dead was a novelty. Everybody turned in to see it. It was just like Harry Potter or Star Wars. Everybody wanted to see the next episode. But when that next episode kept being like the episode before it and episode before that, with Rick being a criminal-minded type of a person who thinks that he should be in charge because he's a white man and a police officer. He says that gives him the right to go out of his jurisdiction to take over on the people's property, such as Herschel. On Herschel property, and tell Herschel that Herschel said, I'm trying to help you out because your son got shot. I don't want him to die. I want you to be able to live, so we give you some supplies. There's homes abandoned around here. You can go get them. He wanted Herschel's home. So he plotted with Shane and others how to take from a man that's trying to help him, a godly man, what is his in the first place. What does the Bible tell you? Don't covet what your neighbor have. That's what these people with myself, whatever I got here, they covet it. They want to come and see. They want it. It's not worth the dime. I probably went to the Goodwill and got it for 90 cents. They still want it. Get it for 90 cents. Well, that's Rick. Rick had in his mind that although there's all those buildings that abandoned, even skyscrapers abandoned, he had to get Herschel's home. Mishish. And he got everybody killed, one after another, with his bad ideas. Then Michonne comes up as they show, and show her walking. She takes the bodies of her husband or boyfriend, whatever you want to call him, and his friend, cut their mouths off, cut their hands off, and lead them with a rope. You don't see anybody else do that in this apocalypse, but Michonne. Michonne showed whether she loved man or not. You would think that she would carry the body of the baby, the bones of the baby or so. If anything, why would she want those? Just to ward off other zombies? They wouldn't attack her? Well, she could have did that with any zombies. They could have gave a Christian burial to these black men, a Jewish, a Muslim. She didn't have in her heart any Christian or Muslim or love for these men. And probably didn't have that much when they were alive, Ashish. So what she did was, after their death, used them, like she did during their life. And then she walks until real, not lethargic, just like she have no will, like she's a zombie herself. It just happened to walk by another zombie with her hair braided that looked just like hers. And I'm wondering, why is her hair braided, Michonne? Who braided her hair in the first place? So when we saw it, her hair was up. It wasn't braided. You got to have skills to know how to braid hair, first of all. If you're talking about another thing with black culture. You got to know how to braid hair. Well, she walked by a zombie, a black female zombie, that looked just like her with the hair, same hairstyle. That's supposed to be, in a way, kind of corny. And she just looked at I didn't look at and think of myself. That's the closest she came to being with any black person on that show in 11 years. The actress, first of all, I have to say, is an African actress, which is another thing that gets me. Hollywood will hire more foreign black people to play American black people. You think I'm lying? Go down the list of the actors and see how many aren't Americans. Or they may just got their citizenship. Against actors who looking for work for years, whether it's Jimmy Walker, Bernadette Stanis, Gary Coleman when he was alive. These folks couldn't get work because you pigeonhole them in one thing and kept them that way for some time. See, on this show, when we go over and we critique a show, we do it 100%. We just don't say, well, we give it three rotten bananas or onions or whatever. We give the history of it and we give the reason for it. So she really, I feel, didn't give a rat's behind about black Americans, black American love, black American people. Would she have done that to African? Would she have done that to her tribe? If they wanted to bring a white man in the middle of it, would she have said, no, I don't think so? You'd be surprised how quickly they would have gotten some sense. And she would have said, no, my people don't operate that way. But I never seen Michonne friendly to anybody. She became just like Rick, a murderer. Someone that wanted to take what somebody else had accumulated for themselves through hard work or through danger. And Rick and her were adversaries, fighting each other tooth and nail with the arms, trying to kill each other, double cross each other. These are the same ones kicking boots and making babies later on. That's how their love started. And that's what the people wanted to see. So they decided after, I think, Z Nation, they say, well, what can we do? So Michonne, like the other woman, took a bath. And because Rick said that he missed his wife and other people like that, she felt that she had to sleep with him. That is her duty to have sex with him to make him feel good. Hell, she could have made him a pot of pig feet and black eyed peas, and maybe that did the job. But she decided that it needed to be body, her love. So what was most personal to her? What belonged to her husband and herself? And not just to give it away. Give it away, especially to somebody you really don't like, that she was fighting tooth and nail and didn't trust with her sword, her katana, which is Japanese. Then she took up with Carl, who was the son of Rick, and took that was her child. That means all thought of her black child went out the window. You know I have black pride. I tell you, the first thing I look is look for black folks in whatever I look at. So when I saw that, I immediately said, self, what the heck is going on here? Anytime Carl left her sight, she had a panic attack. She had to go find him, just like she went to find Rick. She got to, she worried about what is he doing? What happened to him? Never thinking about her own child. Matter of fact, I never saw her think about her mother, her father, her siblings, her grandparents, her best black female friend, if she had any back then, her church members, her job. They never showed any backstory that she had a life before that particular day and afterward with Rick. So I couldn't get into this love story. And most people you see couldn't get into it. They came up with a contraction for the name, which for Rick and Michonne, which I won't say. I'm knowing the start of that. And they like it, think it's so cute. So every couple now, they put the names together. I'm the first one to do that. Come up with that idea. Never was done in history with any couple. And so now any male or female together, they use the names together. You know where it comes from now. Larry Lamond's. So they come up with different type of derivatives of this show to try to make it go on as long as it could. Because people kept saying, you're showing the same show every week. You go to somebody's compound and they try to help you out and they tell you you're welcome here if you just follow the rules. Not the rules of Rick, white police officer Rick. Not the rules of Michonne, his black hoochie. But you followed the rules of the leaders that was here to set this all up and got the blueprint and the safe of how it's supposed to look when it's done. You could be happy. You don't have to go anywhere else. And the first thing they do is go around the corner and try to plot and plan like they did with Herschel. How to double cross. Good people is trying to help them. That's in every episode, everything. So they fight every compound they go to. The leader is dead. And their family is dead because Rick and Michonne brought their happy behinds to that sanctuary or camp. They brought the devil. They brought hell there. So now we get in the final stanza, Rick kidnapped by somebody in a helicopter, taken away. Matter of fact, I never seen that. I'm trying to find it, never seen it. But I had mine, probably who it was. If somebody got big helicopters, You know, there's got to be government and things going on for helicopters to fly like that, and especially in formations. So I said to myself, is Rick, he know how to act, and if he know how to be professional, if he know how to be, as the old saying go, humble, he don't have to be the top dog. Somebody else could be it, that he and everybody else in his group could live. You know, they even got Negan. Negan and all the others slept with more black women than the black man did. You didn't see the black man having any love stories, hardly. If they did, it was with a white woman or so. There was no black-on-black love in The Walking Dead. Negan even had a black wife, Annie. And she got killed or whatever, ran off. Nobody cared about to say, where is Annie? They just felt, well, I guess we tired of spending money to cast this actress to play this part. We didn't go mention that she was here. Maybe they'd forget about her. I don't forget about Miss Annie. And I wonder if this woman was as good as she supposed to be, why would she want somebody like Negan in the first place? Like Mackie thought. And the white writer thought, why would a black woman want Negan? Why would they want any of those other white men who were thieves, who were cutthroats, who were anti-religious, who were anti-family? But they all started relationships with the men that said themselves they were bad men. So I quickly got out of liking The Walking Dead. So after that helicopter got Rick's happy behind and gone off with it, of course you know what's going to happen. Michonne's going to jump on a horse and go after him. She's not even going to make a plea. Usually people like that would get a posse, get other people up that's willing to go with them, that love this individual too, and believe in the mission and say, I got your back. Nobody went with her. She's willing to leave her black children to find Rick Happy's ass. And Rick is there doing things he ain't got busy doing. Where he at? Trying to fool the folks that I'm with y'all. I'm one of y'all now. Even wearing the uniform. Getting titles and positions. Getting ready to double cross once again somebody that took him in. Sheesh. See, people watch this, especially black women. If it's a love between a black woman and a white man, they immediately love it. Oh, I love the show so much. They don't go down the list of any of those things I said. And they know they can't explain it. They be rolling their eyes and, they never seen a white man and a black woman together they didn't like. You know, like Will Rogers supposedly said, he never met a man he didn't like, and he said he didn't lie. He never said that he never met a man he didn't like. There's plenty of them he didn't like. Plenty of them didn't like him. Sheesh. So Michonne puts on all of her warrior clothing. She's going to go into the bowels of hell to get her white man back. This is something she wouldn't do for the black man. She wouldn't even give them a Christian burial. But she'll go into hell to get this white man that's proved to be not that great a guy. They now got a son, a mixed son. The daughter that supposedly they had. But the thing is this. Here is this woman, this man, both go into the sanctuary and they both go in with devilment in their minds and hearts. Deception. Double-crossing people that welcome them in into the bosom of their sanctuary, saying, if you just do what we tell you to do, because you're not the boss here, you can stay here forever. You can have a family. You can have a 9-to-5 job. You get up, put on your uniform, whether you're a guard or a police officer, or whether you working at the commissary, or whether you putting up fences, or whether you working on the farm. You could do something. You don't have to just sit and look like a bubble on a log. We're not going to keep you in prison unless we have to, because we can't trust you. But I think you've got that kind of heart I can trust. These are people that don't know Rick very well, or do they, Nishish? These are people that just got a certain amount of time left to live, because they happen to meet this man, or meet this woman, meet Aunt Jemima and Michonne. So they both got that they're going to murder these people for what they got, or what they got in their mind. Now, I don't know, I hadn't seen some of the other episodes, what they had planned for City Pittsburgh, or what they're going to do in some place like that, but instead of trying to talk up about, yes, I'm back you 100%, why don't I show them the right way to go? If you are a leader, they did not ever attempt to do that, to dissuade the people. So all the bombs and things they had, Michonne comes and it shows she knows how to make a giant bomb. This is somebody that never was taught to make a giant bomb. Never around people that made giant bombs. She knows how to make a giant bomb because she's a killing machine, such as that. So the head man talking to Rick, tell him he's got his sword out, and Rick got his knife under the table like he don't trust the man. If the man gonna kill you, you be dead anyway. Why would you even need your knife out? I would even let my blood pressure go up. And with a conversation, really, why would you have your knife out? But that's Rick got his knife out. So, of course, they're going to have the confrontation when you see that. And he kills this man. But he didn't have to kill him. All he had to do was wound him. But he wanted to stop him from doing what he was planning to do, which I don't know. And don't really care about what he was going to do. The woman of color that likes Rick, I can tell that evidently she liked Rick. She talked to Rick, and she talked so friendly toward Rick when they had their dialogue. I never saw a man of color shown in this episode or the one before that they had any place of authority, and to say, I tell you what, you know, I believe the guy named Gene or something like that that they had before married a black woman. Why are these black women all wanted these bad, mentally ill, antisocial white men? That you never saw white women after them. I never saw a white woman after Rick for 11 years. They never showed that nobody wanted him but his wife, and his wife even left him for Shane. That relationship could have been going on before the apocalypse. And even wonder is Carl, whether Carl is Rick's son or Shane's son. That's to be asked. But I would have went a different way in doing this. I said before, I'm not going to say again, I was started to say what I would have done. I'm going to give just a few points of what we see here. But we know that Michonne comes and she gets with Rick, and they're going to have to kick butt to get out of this sanctuary. But before that, they got to tear up the place and kill everybody up. So this big bomb that looked like it could take out 7 or 8 city blocks or more, Rick is fighting zombies and other things and trying to get out the way. And then here comes the ones that he's fighting, had fought and killed, the head man is a zombie now. And they used him like he was a pet, like he meant nothing to them, that he should not get a Christian barrel to put a bullet in his head so he wouldn't turn. They wanted him to turn and use him. And of course, the writers and directors wanted it so that you could see him turn. And then what do we see? We see Rick once again become a Superman, fighting these zombies, and they spitting in his face, all that black spit and so forth out their mouths, and all the pus and so forth. That's where the disease is. Rick should have been a zombie years ago, as many times as he come in contact with zombie blood, including in his mouth, such as at the rail station when one was over him, he's on the ground and it opens his mouth and all that. That would have killed him. It's in the saliva and it's in the blood. So but you can't write that out unless you write that Rick was immune to the virus. Sheesh. So they got the bombs, Michonne got the bombs rigged up. And she's telling Rick, come on. And then another woman that won't, Rick's telling him to come to her. She's like calling the dog, come here. No, you come this way. No, you come here. No, you come this way. Of course, the bomb explodes because it tied up to the zombies, leader and a guard. And you can see from what they show, it took out a great section away from where the bomb was. That means, in reality, Rick and Michonne are supposed to be dead. Ain't no way Rick and Michonne gonna be alive. If every one of them zombies landing on them, they're still gonna be dead. I guess they can walk through a nuclear fire, a nuclear explosion, and come out unscathed. But they showed that it blew up the people sitting there for a ceremony, thousands of troopers and others, way, way from an explosion. But they, the white man and his black woman, are untouched. It don't even hurt their hearing, which probably would have blew out their eardrums, at least. Sheesh. Do you hear me? I'm just talking about common sense. If you know how to write, if you got common sense, you use knowledge. And you know that's going to be end of it. So what they do then after that bomb explodes and it kills up everybody, you don't see the aftermath of anything other than a big-ass helicopter flying Rick and Michonne back home. Why? You just blew everybody up. Why should any of those guards or anybody else do anything for you? Usually, you should be held for murder and probably punished publicly, as they did back there in The Walking Dead. But no, these heroes instead of riding on a horse back to the sanctuary, come in a helicopter that looked like it could be flying the President of the United States, like Marine One. And of course, the son and the daughter see him and her and run out to hug him. And she tell him, "This is your pappy. This is your pa." He's wearing the hat that Rick had, supposedly, when he was a police officer back in the station when he stole all the equipment and left his duty station unmanned to go out looking for Carl and looking for his wife that may still been at the in the city if he took the time to look. He never did. He just went off to Atlanta. And that's where it began. The story of The Walking Dead, 11 years began. Of Rick's silly thought process. He took equipment to probably and gave equipment to Morgan and his son, Dwayne, who I said I thought they should not have killed off Dwayne. Dwayne had just as much right to be alive for a certain amount of episodes as Carl did. But he's black, so they killed him and you didn't see him again after he rode off. Said, well, he died. How he died? Don't know. He's dead. Well, I said, since you don't know, that means he's still alive. I'm that kind of writer, I can bring him back. You can have him dead and I still bring his ass back. You paying me enough? Sheesh. So that is The Walking Dead and they go off. But they did not have, as they had a group hug, they hugged individually, the children hugged Michonne first, then they went to hug Rick, said, "I know you're coming back. I knew you would return." Yeah. Then what happened? Nothing. A group hug. This was a time to end the show with a bang, if you was a good writer. This is the time I would have had Michonne thinking back on that day in the apartment with her husband and his friend and her child. Thinking about maybe running around with her mother, fixing her hair, or getting her hair braided first time, or going to the prom. Like she had no memories before Rick. And Rick could have had the same thing. They could have showed them and then showed the people they come in contact with on their 11-year journey. Herschel, Maggie, who are some of the others? Dwight. On and on and on and on. Not going to know. Morgan. I'm not going to name them all. But could have had a memory that made you think about this is what happened and transpired in 11 years. They wanted to get out of it that quick. They just ended the scene there. They hugging in the field of alfalfa. Ain't this a blip? Which one would you rather see? Saw this, what I just said against what they did. There was no emotion. I didn't feel one way or the other. That, well, they back together. That's all I thought. How soon before they be in trouble again? Ashish. How soon before they'll have to kill somebody else? You know, I didn't want to get the new title for this show. You seek that out yourself. You do your research. Even the title tell you what the show was. The show wasn't the living trying to stay alive against a world that's gone to hell with the apocalypse. And I tell you, there had many people in that series, and we will do a special on it, the complete special, the definitive special on all the shows and the great characters in the shows, because there were great characters in every one of the shows. They basically didn't know how to use them. Sometimes I would suggest things and they would do what I suggested, but then they didn't know how to take it a step further because I didn't give them no more information. When I saw that they were doing what I said, I stopped giving them information. Because people would complain and say, why is every show the same? I'm just wasting time. And you hear people read the comic, they say, I stopped watching 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. They lost fans more than they did make fans and make viewers. So I hope they don't bring back another installment of The Walking Dead. Let it lay there. You missed an opportunity, as you did many times, to really give some type of artistic feel for this venture. It never had that. It just had people dressed up as zombies and they had fun like the Halloween and that's it. And they come crunching into town or whatever and you trying to hit them in the head and all that. But you really didn't have a cohesive story. I don't want you to think, well, we got one now, so let's make a cohesive story with Rick and Michonne. Let Rick and Michonne rest now. And their kids, let them rest. I'm going to tell you how I would have ended it. I would have showed the future also. Probably show the aftermath of the apocalypse. The city's coming back, as was the case. People living and cars driving down the street. People not living in sanctuaries. You don't have to kill off zombies because they're all gone now. The Capitol building is rebuilt. The White House is rebuilt. I would even probably have the son of Rick and Michonne show him as a congressman. You see how that's great writing. They didn't think of nothing like that. Just long as they have a Negro so they can show a Negro with a white man. Not that he had a life of his own. I would have had him as a congressman. There, older, showing, making new laws. Probably try to put down some tests. Some scientists want to do something to bring back the apocalypse. And he says he lived through it. No, I don't think so. You know, that type of thing. The daughter, what, she could be a college professor, giving lectures, writing books, a series of books on her life and the life of her family. I even would have rather saw a statue of Rick and Michonne. Those are the images that you should have saw as the last one. Ashish. And they could have held hands, embraced. Rick had the hat on his head. That's before they got to the kids. And they become a legend. That's how you write, if you know how to write. Ashish. Not bullshit that you know, that you actually know how to write something up. So they never asked my help or any other black help, but one black woman they had on the show, after the show they have the talk show, and just had the same black woman come in to talk. She wasn't an expert on anything. They made her an expert and said, you're now supposed to explain everything for the rest of the black community of the world, for the black females, for mixed couples. Was she like supposed to go? If she liked it, then it was all right. Well, we're about getting ready to get out of here for this Monday Movie Magic. And we had a good one. We're going to come back, you know, I don't know, Friday, of course. We got 911. They're still on that doggone ship to Poseidon, Adventure 3, because they already did a sequel, Poseidon Adventure 3. You know, Andre Brower played the captain in 2. So we're going to see how that ends, and we're going to critique that. It's the same thing. Same type of malarkey or baloney. A bad white man, they want you to accept as being a good white man because he got a black woman. You're not supposed to say anything against them. If you do, then you're going against God. So we're going to have to deal with that. I tell you what, that'll be the last time I deal with 911. I thought I had to deal with it, and I thought it'd be good to deal with this special they had. And it don't look like they know how to get out the ship. They don't know how to get back to dry land. Well, I would take my happy behind back to dry land if they don't know how to get back. They got one more time. We're going to see this week what they do, and we're going to critique it. One way or the other. Then we're done with it. Glad to have you with us tonight. We wish you all well. Wish you health, happiness, prosperity. And we're going to get out of here and live our lives and try to be happy. Even though these people want me not to be happy. It's almost worse than the Walking Dead. Dealing with these zombies and these mad scientists here. Sheesh. But if they want to see Rick come out, keep messing with me. But we're about ready to get up and get out of here and have a good day and have a good time. And I want you to all remember that Pappy said that Reverend Cook said years ago back on the radio show in Chicago, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.